We had Jezreel.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the VRO. Tonight we have independent artist Jezreel, whose success in the music industry is getting bigger each day. I will thank Jezreel for joining us as soon as we have him on the line.
I believe we just had him, Amber, and then as soon as we went live, they hung up. So we will sit here and wait.
Now
and
we
then...
know he's not scared because he's been tweeting about it all day. So there's
exactly.
No reason to be nervous with us.
You know, it's kind of funny when we do have a guest on and they tell us they're nervous. Okay, I think we have Jezreel. Let me pick him up. Jezreel?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, guys. Oh, my God. I heard that last bit, and I am nervous. I am.
That's ridiculous.
No, come on. It's been so long since we've done one of these. What's it been, like, a couple years?
I know,
it's been so long. Long overdue.
It is long overdue. Actually, you know, I couldn't figure out, because my first question I wanted to ask you, and I'll say this real quick before I divulge your age. You're just shy of the election today, so is it driving you crazy that you couldn't get out and vote, but you had to listen to everybody talk about it?
I know. I hope you guys have voted, right?
Everybody's voted, yeah.
I know, everybody. I know, it reminds me of my age, but... And it sucks, I'm right at the cutoff, so now I have to wait, you know, four more years,
yeah.
But whatever, you know. I mean, I'll put the good energy out there.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
man, but I am nervous to talk to you guys because, number one, it's been a while and I want to do good. And number two, you guys are like my favorite people ever.
Aww.
And,
You're what?
And Georgia was a blast, wasn't it?
Yeah, Georgia's always a blast. Actually, this last time you were here was the first time that I didn't get to see you. That you
oh, my God.
That
okay, now I'm not nervous at all.
But I was there.
I know.
I can't, oh, she was there. Okay,
I was
good.
There.
Yeah, Amy was there. Amy was there. But I've been every other time that you went, and this time it was just like, you know, it was crazy week. So I didn't get to Atlanta until Saturday, and you were already gone.
I know. A lot of people that showed up... got there Saturday and were asking if I was playing, but they're like, no, you missed it. Come on.
I know. I don't understand why they won't let you do Friday and Saturday. Because I feel like if you're going to do these conventions, you should be playing Saturday night at the Halloween party. It'd be so much more fun than a DJ.
What we should do next time is I'll have the show when they ask me to, and then the next time... the next night, like whatever, Saturday or Sunday, I'll just come to the lobby with my guitar. And we'll get, like, a good group together. We could all, like, sing together. How's that sound?
Yeah. Let's do it.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I really wanted to make that work this time. But it didn't have enough time because we went out to dinner. Since my brother lives in Atlanta, you know, we wanted to spend as much time with him as we could when I wasn't playing or whatever. But definitely next time.
We joked back in March, and I couldn't find you. I looked everywhere for you. I was going to make you do a karaoke duet with me, but I couldn't find you anywhere.
Well,
I was
it's
like,
going to be the song.
I was like, he'll do it. Let's find him. We couldn't find you anywhere. I was like, damn it. That would have been awesome.
We could have done Grease or something.
We could have done something really, really
Summer,
awesome.
Summer Lovin'?
Yeah, that's fine.
That would have been awesome. That would have been great.
We'll set it up for next time. Okay,
definitely.
So... Jez, you've been on here before, so you know that we're a very fan-based show. We've been tweeting all day, getting people to send us questions. And I had somebody tweet me, and they want to know who or what artist, or if maybe not an artist, whoever it is, was your inspiration for getting into music?
That's a good question. I just listened to so... Oh, I got it. Okay. This is a pretty good answer. My mom, I'm actually the fourth generation of music in my family, and I kind of grew up, like, around music, and my mom was always playing in a band, and, you know, they would rehearse in the house and stuff for their shows, and I just loved, like, I'd watch the guitar player's hands and everything, and he'd teach me a couple chords and stuff when I was really young, and that kind of got me into it, And then from there, you know, my parents would just play tons of music in the house and stuff and, like, all the classics and everything. So I just kind of fell in love with it. I remember one moment, like, I got the first Guitar Hero game when it came out. And and I was watching the guys, like, I'm playing the fake guitar and watching it, and I was watching, like, the virtual crowd. I'm like, this is awesome. I need to pick up a real guitar and try this.
And they, you know, they have them now where it teaches you the real guitar. That's kind of cool.
I saw that, yeah. I mean, like, if I was younger and that had just come out without me learning guitar, I totally would have gone for that. But now I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I could do those games anymore. Although I do thank them for giving me a good start into it. It's
That's
silly,
awesome.
But it...
That's fun,
yeah.
It's so fun. Yeah, I grew up in a house very similar to yours. My dad's still a musician. He plays in a three-piece blues band. And there was always musicians coming in the house all the time. And I was really inspired by that growing up. And I have, like, a very strong connection to music. But I just could never get into, like, playing it myself. I've written a few things and I enjoy singing, but I just couldn't, like, get the groove to learn to play. Like, my dad paid for guitar lessons and stuff, but I just could never get it.
Oh, really?
It just wasn't for me, I guess. But
yeah, everybody has their things.
I grew up in a house full of music. Yeah, so
that's cool.
I love music.
I mean, I know. It's some people just, like, that's what they love, and then other people just love other things, and
yep.
I don't know, I mean, when I was growing up, and Steven used to play guitar a little bit too, and he wrote a couple songs, but then he just, like, took off with the acting thing, and then I just kept going in the music and everything, so, yeah.
I think it works for you. You got a good little following now?
Yeah. God, it was, the show, in Atlanta was a blast. It was really cool. And it made me feel, I mean, I've been writing tons of new songs and so it was cool. It was fun to kind of try a lot of them out on the audience at that show for the first time. And a lot of people said they had a good time, so it made me feel good. And since then, I've just been writing like crazy. And I'm about to get back in the studio and everything too, so it's going fine. It's been good.
That kind of goes into my next question, then. What is your songwriting process like?
I mean, it's always different per song. Sometimes it's something that inspires me, and I'll just pick up the guitar. And actually, 100% of the time, though, it's just like a spur-of-the-moment thing. You know, I can never really, like, think about it and try to write a song. It just kind of happens without me even knowing it happens until I'm halfway through it, you know?
Right.
I mean, I thought my favorite ones that I've written are the ones like that, where it's just, it's like something real coming out of me, and it's my way of expressing myself, like music, and it's like just a natural thing without trying to sit down and like, write a good song, you know? My favorite ones are just the ones where it's just natural.
Yeah, that's it. My dad says the same thing. He said, if I can write a song in 5 minutes and it's brilliant, then I will respect it more than something I spent a week on.
Oh, totally.
I know it can be difficult, but he says the same thing. He said, if I feel like I have to sit down and write something, then I can't get it out. But he's like, sometimes it just comes to me, and then I can start writing, you know? So do you ever co-write songs?
Not really. I mean, not right now. I did a little bit of that when I was younger. I actually wrote a song with my brother a long time ago, but I haven't written with him or anyone lately. I've just been writing all on my own. I don't know. I kind of wanted to write a bunch of songs, and the songs that I at least put on the album, I want them to be like 100% like my stories and me, you know? So I've just kind of been going with that, but no, I'm always open to working with someone. It just hasn't come my way lately.
I can respect that. I can get behind that. I like that. Because so many artists, and I say that because so many artists today are paying people to write their albums. And
yeah, that's
not
what I'm saying,
music. Man.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to come from you.
And to hear you say that, I got a lot of respect for that. I do. So you're welcome. So we know that you do some covers. So how do you choose to do a cover, which, by the way, I've been telling you need to cover Coldplay for a long time. Are they mostly requests, or do you hear a song and just go, oh my God, I really just want to cover this song?
Sometimes it's requests, you know, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter, if any of you guys are listening. Thanks for the request. But sometimes it's just songs that I'll pick. And I usually try to pick songs that I think I could cover and do, like, different than the original. You know, just not necessarily, you know, whether it's better or whatever. It's just, like, just if I could put my own personal twist on it, those are the songs that I try to do. And, yeah, I mean, I try to pick a lot of songs and, like, songs that are current right now and then songs that I grew up listening to, even though I'm not that old, but I listen to a lot of older music and new music, too. But I figure if I could do songs from, like, generations ago and then do songs of today, I don't know, it'd be a cool, like, blend.
Well, and it kind of opens up the older generation to the newer generation when younger artists cover older songs, because then someone will hear that and go, hey, I want to hear more of that, and then, you know, they kind of
yeah,
get
totally.
To what we grew up on.
Yeah. If I could introduce some songs that I love listening to some of my fans or whatever, that's the greatest thing.
Well, you should cover Coldplay, but I'll leave you alone after that.
What song do you think I should do?
You know, I just have this, like, picture of you doing, like, an acoustic version of The Scientist. I think it'd be really good.
Nice.
I think
that's a good. I might take you up on that. I like that.
It's a great song. It's seriously, like, one of the top five, I believe, best songs ever written, and it's mostly a piano song, but I think you could do an acoustic version. I think you could put your own twist on it, and I think that you would do a really good job. So if you do it, tweet Pirate to the Gnaw, let me know, because I want to hear it.
Okay. I'm gonna give it my best shot.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, so you mentioned earlier you were talking about Twitter and Facebook, and I've noticed that you are an artist that stays very connected with fans, and thankfully technology has made that easy. Do you feel like being an independent artist, but that's really important when it comes to marketing yourself?
I mean, absolutely. There's no way that people back in the old days could do what a lot of artists do nowadays, and it's really cool just getting to build a crowd the way I do, and it's different, and it's new, and it's fun, and you know, when I went to Atlanta, I got to meet a lot of you guys that I'd never met before, that had just been following me on Twitter, and so that was a cool thing, and it's its own, like, world, you know, talking to everybody online and everything, and it's amazing just kind of the support I get every day, too. It's incredible. It keeps me going, and there's no way back in the old days, let's say, the time when Elvis was around, you know, he played his shows and he met fans, but there wasn't that, like, constant fan base that will talk to you whenever you need someone to talk to online.
Right.
It's a different world now. It's changed a lot.
You do a lot of new streams and play live for people, for, like, people all over the world. Because I know most of your shows you get to play are in California. But it's really cool that you do that, too, and you stay connected with everybody. I've been in a few of those chats. So it's really cool that you get on there and do that as well. It's awesome how connected. I mean, listen, we're on the phone, and everybody in the world can listen to this right now. It's so cool.
Oh, man. Yeah, no,
kids,
but I'm pretty, I'm pretty sure that, like, the more I've traveled and got to play other places, like, that's where my heart is. Like, playing in Atlanta, that was so much fun. I played a show last night in California, and it's, don't get me wrong, it's awesome, it's fun. But playing some of those other places and meeting you guys is, like, the coolest thing in the world. It's totally, like, I wish I could just live and do the convention every day.
Well,
over there. That
so do you plan on doing any kind of full tour of the States, whether it's solo or opening up for another artist? Like, have you looked
into
those options?
I did a tour for a little bit. I toured a couple of dates in Texas with a band opening up for them. They were called Candlebox. And they were a great group of guys, and they kind of took me in, and that was a great tour. And I mean, right now I've just been playing a lot locally and doing a couple things here and there. But I got some stuff planned and I'm going to go back on the road soon. So,
you did do a contest a little while ago. Was it a Battle of the Bands contest or something everybody was voting?
Yeah.
So is that tour going to be happening?
Yeah, I mean, I did. That thing was for one date on the Warped Tour.
Okay.
And, yeah, and I got it, which was amazing. So for anyone that voted or thought about voting or whatever for me during that time period, thank you so much, because that was a blast, and I got to play Warped Tour and meet a lot of the bands there and stuff. And I'm planning on doing some more next year, too. So, they asked me to come back and do some more. I have my mom here, and she's telling me that they asked me to come back next year and do more. So I guess they asked me to come back.
Yeah, Warped Tour. I've been to Warped Tour a couple times. The bands that play Warped Tour, that's kind of the stuff I grew up listening to, like the pop punk, punk stuff. And so it's a crazy time, but it's crazy.
Fun. It's insane. Yeah, it's fun. It's at least the date I was at, it was super hot, and it was on, like, pavement, all the stages and stuff, and there's just tons of music going on all day, just so much energy there. And it was definitely a different scene than anything I've been used to, you know?
Right.
Just all those bands, and I got to... it was insane. And I remember when I got there, I'm like, I got to play all my fast songs for this. I didn't know what to expect, but... It turned out okay, actually.
Were there any bands that played that you were really excited to see while you were there?
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple. I actually found out about a lot of bands that I liked there. And a lot of the bands that I found out about were out of my comfort zone of music, which was pretty cool. But, you know, good music is good music. There was one band called, We the Kings.
Right.
They played there, and they were really good. I like watching them.
So when you say out of your comfort zone, what does that mean?
I mean, well, you know, like the punk music, because I listen to a little bit. I try to listen to everything, but I was definitely exposed to, you know, like, the mosh pits and everything that was happening there of all these people. I was totally, like, not used to seeing that. So that was pretty insane. Oh, no. I watched from a distance.
I have to now. When I was younger. But now it's, I got to stand in the back somewhere. I can't be in the middle of all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. I know, they had, like, they had the biggest hospital room there where all these people were going in that were all hurt and stuff. It's like, just seemed like a bad idea.
Yeah, if they get hurt, they get dehydrated. I live in Georgia, so they tour in the middle of the summer. So I think the last time I went, it was like 110 outside or something. I mean, it was just like brutal. It's pretty brutal. Yeah, it's a fun time, though. It's fun. I'm really glad you got to do that because Warped Tour is like, you can't get together a bigger group of people to expose yourself to. Like, I think that's a good opportunity for you. I'm glad you got to do it. So.
Yeah. So thanks to everyone that voted, by the way.
Yes.
I just want to reiterate that because it was really amazing and all the help I got through that.
So we talked about Icon a little bit, but I do want to ask you, because you are a returning regular to Icon, has it all been a positive experience for you? Like, do you feel like if they do this annually, that this is something that you would want to come back and do every year?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone there is so nice, and it's just beautiful, and I get to see a lot of you guys that write me every day and stuff that I never get to see anywhere else, but that's the place where we all meet up. So, it's just been... It's been like a blessing. This last trip was by far my favorite out of the three or four that have been there. Not saying that the other however many weren't as good, but the last time just felt a little special because I got to meet a ton of new people. But yeah, I mean, it's become like my favorite part of the year, coming there and seeing everyone, and yeah.
So this time Jess says was his favorite, but you guys remember back in March, did you ever put the video up of the cinnamon challenge that you did?
Oh yeah, that demoted my trip from being my favorite to my second favorite.
I was standing there when all that happened, and I wanted to barf because I hate cinnamon, first of all.
Well, I mean, I'd seen all the videos and everything, and I thought, you know, it can't be that bad, but...
It was bad, right?
Yeah,
but you did it like really a trooper. I mean, you didn't spit it out or anything.
I know, I just looked, like, sick and stuff. Oh, I actually got a really good piece of pizza after, and that, like, washed it all down. So.
The best part of that, though, is that your mom was, like, encouraging it. She was like, just do it. Just do it. It'll be fine. Just do it.
I know.
Like, she's got,
totally
she's got the camera ready to go.
Yeah. I think she was recording that. She didn't help me in my time of need there. Yeah, she's definitely that mom that encourages that stuff for some reason.
Mom, yeah, your mom's awesome. I love your mom, actually. She's really awesome.
I think she's listening.
Okay.
She's listening right now, so.
Hello! Hello, Mom!
Hello, Mama.
Okay, so you talked a little bit about how you're getting ready to write, maybe record a few more things. It has been almost a year since you released your full length. So tell everybody your plans about another full length album or EP maybe or something that you have working on.
Yeah, I've been working on a ton of stuff, just like day and night trying to get it ready, and I mean, yeah, when I went to Icon, that was kind of my first time playing a bunch of my new songs, and I'm really happy and proud of all the work I've been doing, and I hope you guys, you know, like what I put out next. You know, as far as release date or whatever, it's fully classified as of now. But, yeah, I'm working on it, and I'm working to get it out as soon as I can.
Sweet. So that means whenever you do record it, you have to come back on here because you didn't come back up here for the last one. Or on our show for the last album. Now it's been a year, and we're talking about it. Not that a year is a long time, but we should have had you on, like, immediately. So I apologize for that.
Yeah.
So now you're going to have to come back on immediately. After that. So I'm actually out of questions, but I have some questions from the chat room, if you don't mind taking a few.
No, let's do it.
Okay, sweet. Let me scroll through here, see what I can find. Okay, someone wants to know if you have any specific inspirations for some of your songs.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in my life, and the songs just kind of, like, represent, let's say on Pilot, like a song like Surrender just represents like a turning point and like a growing up moment. And, you know, I kind of wanted to write that because I know we all go through that. And every song just means something special to me. Some like I like to talk about and some of the ones I don't like to talk about.
Right. Which is understandable.
Yeah.
That's completely understandable. Got to have some kind of privacy.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, too, that the chat is full right now, which is really awesome.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, everybody.
It is. It's so full right now.
It's been an honor.
Yep. So, hey, are you going to be playing a song for us tonight, or are we skipping the jams?
A song?
Yes, a song.
Well. I wasn't prepared for that, but I always have my trusty guitar next to me if you guys want to hear it.
Okay, I think everybody wants to hear it. I think if you'll play us a song, then we'll let you have a good night. And we love having you on here, Jez, and anytime you've got anything to talk about, anything you want to promote, we're here for you to do that. So don't hesitate to just tweet us and be like, hey, I want to come on and talk, and we'll do it. So.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much for your time, and everybody in the chat, too, for hanging out with us and asking some good questions. So it's been fun, and it's been way too long, and it's good to talk to you guys again.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah. And we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, we will. We will.
So, if I'm going to play one, I think I posted a video of this. This is an Elvis song, I Can't Help Falling in Love. I played it at Icon, and I posted a YouTube video of it. So I figure I'll play that for you guys now, if that's okay.
Yep, that sounds perfect.
All right, here it goes. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Tonight. We're going to run down our schedule real quick. Let's first, Thursday, 7 o'clock, we are going to have our Arrow and Supernatural recaps.
which I've been watching Arrow. What? Me and Chloe are kind of addicted right now.
It's a really good show. You should join us one night. You guys should join us one night. Definitely join us. And then Friday, we normally have our Vampire Diaries recap, but both of our Vampire Diaries hosts, including myself, will be out of town. So we're not sure when we're going to recap, but we will recap. We promise you, we will recap.
Yeah, we're going to recap. We don't know if it's going to be a Saturday or Sunday yet. I'll be at Harry Potter World on Friday, so I can't really recap Friday. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And we'll let everybody know. And then, of course, Sunday...
Yes,
wait,
Sunday.
Saturday.
We don't have anything Saturday. Nothing Saturday.
Sunday we have Grimm, right?
Grimm and Haven.
And Haven. And Sons of Anarchy.
And Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
Definitely join us for Sons of Anarchy. Because the VRO Clubhouse ladies are kick-ass.
Are crazy.
We are very crazy. And we fight. We were fighting last Sunday. Yeah, Sunday we were fighting.
We were fighting last week.
I sat back and watched. But definitely join us for our Sons of Anarchy. We have fun. If you watch the show, you're more than welcome to call
Nikita
in.
Nikita, Saturday, Amy. That's what Nadia's saying.
Oh, look, Nadia's going to kick my butt.
Okay.
When I'm not there, I don't remember. Yes, we have Nikita on Sunday. Saturday, 12 o'clock. Nikita. It's a new show. I forget. I'm sorry. But guys, thanks again for joining us. Amber and I are going to probably go watch the election and see who our new president's going to be. Or if we're going to keep Obama.
Are we?
I don't know. We'll see. And then we're going to watch Sons of Anarchy. So make sure. Tune in. 10 o'clock. FX. Sons of A.
Yeah, everybody watch Sons of Anarchy, and if you don't talk to me. If you don't, it's dead to me.
Okay, Amber, that's taking a little too extreme.
Everybody have a good night.
Good night, everyone.
All right. Bye.